Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're going to bring this train to the station and wrap the show up today. It's been a lot of fun. We've covered a lot of things with our friend Russo's, Big Paulie's, Alan Bob's. Had a great day today. But on the phone with us right now, we've got our friend Tom Antor from the Huntin' Time Expo. It's going to be happening here in the end of January. Bob and I are going to be a big part of that. But good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good to talk to you, buddy. You've got some cool additions coming up to this Huntin' Time Expo, some things we've been talking about and kicking around. But one of the things I really wanted to chat with you about right now is the fact that, and Jop's going to love this, he doesn't even know this, but you're going to actually have hunting dogs or hunting dogs at the show this year. So if people want to go in and find a new pup, instead of driving all over God's Green Acres, they can go to the Huntin' Time Expo and get their dog on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a puppy alley down there, and it's going to be all hunting breeds, various types, and we're just putting that together right now. I think we got five different breeders coming in right now, and it's going to be kind of cool because that's obviously still very, very popular in the state, different types of hunting with dogs. And that, actually, you know, back in the day when I used to hunt almost every day when I got off the bus, I'd take my beagle, we'd go out with a 410 and hunt rabbits, and you know, most of the fun was just listening to the dog work and watching them work. So people love that stuff, and I think it's a great time for the kids to come down and be able to pick up the puppies and talk to mom and dad into buying something.
Yeah, that's a lock. You can't take a kid to a bunch of puppies and not come home with one. I mean, No. It's that's fantastic. So I'm guessing that is kind of cool, Tom. I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm guessing you'll probably have duck dogs like Labs or possibly some Chesapeake Bays, maybe some Upland dogs, short hairs and Brittany's, and then you mentioned the Beagles. You know what flavors you got coming?
Well, it's, you know what, it's going to be a mixed bag, everything you just said. It all depends on the actual breeding cycle. So they're going to be bringing dogs in that had just had their puppies, so it's all about timing right now. But we're going to have it posted on our website, all the different types of dogs we'll have.
Fantastic. That's great.
Now, we also talked about some of the other cool things that are going to be at the Huntin' Time Expo this year. And again, at the end of January, you know, people are getting a little bored. You're stuck inside. You want to get out and do something. You got several months till the sun's going to pop out in West Michigan again. So how do you get happy? You run down to the Deltaplex. Deltaplex. And, Randy, give us the dates of that again.
Well, we'll actually have Tom do it. I bet he's got them right on the top of his head.
Yeah, January 27th through the 29th, the last weekend of January. It's just before the weekend, before the Super Bowl. So it's a great time of year because there's not much going on. And one of the things I'm really proud of this year is we have a public-private co-op going between the DNR and the QDMA folks, because we really want to promote co-ops so we can start managing deer correctly in the state, actually putting deer where there aren't any anymore or where they used to be, and starting to grow some bigger bucks. That's something that's, we're losing too many hunters to other opportunities out of state pursuing bigger bucks, and we can do that here in the state. We just need to work together. So that's going to be a big part of the show. And you know, the thing with the microbrews, everybody likes to sit down and have a beer when they get done hunting, and we're going to have microbrews there that you can come in and taste along with all the different species that you guys are going to be grilling all weekend. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, so we're going to have our grill set up, and then right next to us, you're going to have a bunch of microbrewers, hopefully some of our sponsors, and or maybe it'll be new sponsors. We'll get to hang out with microbrewers all weekend. We're pretty spoiled around here.
You guys will be working that weekend pretty hard.
Yeah.
Talking to all these folks and probably lining up some new sponsors.
Well,
it's going to be pretty exciting. I think when they see all the excitement about what we're doing with you guys and everything, you know, it's going to be kind of catchy, and I think it's going to be a really positive thing for the show this year.
It's going to be wonderful, and I think it's going to be cool if you're walking around the show and, you know, you want to get a hot dog or something to eat, and then you get a little sample of some elk. Or the grilling guys are over there cooking up some bear or some, you know, maybe possum. I don't know. What do you think, Jop?
A little wild hog, maybe, or some fish. I mean, we got a lot of things on the docket, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll publish all that schedule so everybody will know what we're cooking and when, and we'll have some surprises, too. But,
yeah,
hey, Tom.
I'm looking forward to listening to you guys. See, you guys, you can BS me all you want because I'm just me. But now you're going to be amongst a bunch of BSers. We're going to be talking hunting stories, so I want to see how you guys can hang with real dogs.
Oh, we can hang.
Yeah.
We're full of BS.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun. Anyway, that's the Hunt and Time Expo. And Tom Antor, thanks so much for joining us. We're really looking forward to that at the end of January at the Delta Plex.
All right. Thank you guys very much. We'll talk to you later.
I appreciate your time.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, Tom's a great guy. And that Hunt and Time Expo, I think he's been doing that for like almost 20 years.
Yeah.
It's gone on a long time.
I'm excited to be part of it.
This year is going to be different. So if you haven't been in a while and you go, well, I used to go to that and I know what's there, you're going to be surprised at all the new things. This guy, he's doing backflips right now to get all kinds of stuff lined up for that. So
yeah, it's going to be a lot really of fun. Cool. Coming to us right now from Vicky's Pasty Shop and Barbecue in downtown Saranac, it's time for Man Law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law, brought to you by Vicky's, is under no circumstances shall a man ever, ever, ever defer control of the television remote to a female, especially when the game is on.
Ooh, now that's a hard one for me because, you know, they hold other things hostage if you don't let them change a channel once in a while. So we got to think about that. But I agree with it. I'm just saying the practical application in my house maybe isn't always there. But anyway. So we're going to bring the show to a close now. We really appreciate you listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We're going to close the show today with some of our own Michigan-grown rock and roll, our friend Kid Rock with Roll On. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys. Thanks much. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, and rock on.
And I was having a good time. So I don't bitch. And I swear the time's a trick. It disappears and oh so quick. Man, I was just 16 and now I'm staring at 36. But I'm still having a good time.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.